You're listening to The Big Leap College Bound with Ellen Yale, Episode 4.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college-bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
If you want your child to have success in college, they need to get familiar with failure. They need to know what to do with failure, how to use it as a stepping stone to their successes. But a lot of people don't use failure to fuel their success. They use failure to prove to themselves that they can't do something. When a lot of the time, it's not that they can't do something or need to do something a different way. They just haven't taken enough action. Most people take a little action, and it feels like they're doing something. So when they don't get what they want, they think they're just not good at it, or good enough. People are taking passive action and are surprised when they aren't getting the results they want in life. Passive action is when we consume information. The internet is a huge faucet of passive material. I can read all about the scholarships that are available for my kids, and I can spend days looking things up to help them figure out the system of getting into college. But they won't get a single scholarship unless they get applications and fill them out and ask people to write them recommendation letters and send them in. Podcasts are a great example of passive action. You can listen to all my podcasts and know how to make your life richer and more fulfilling. And you can have strategies to help your child have every advantage in college and grow and manage their minds and their emotions. But until you actually do the hard work of telling yourself the truth and applying what I teach to your life, no life-changing transformation actually happens. We get into a cycle of consuming information. It feels good, and it's easy, and it's safe. But we aren't taking the kind of action that actually breaks that cycle and covers new ground and gets us where we want to go. Passive action feels like action, and it may be an important step in achieving your goals, but it doesn't get you where you want to go. What I want to suggest is that instead of passive action, you take massive action in your life. And here's what I mean by massive action. It means taking action until you get the result you want. You hear about it all the time with people who finally got into the college of their dreams after they've been rejected time after time. Maybe they go to community college and get such good grades they can transfer into the four-year college they originally wanted. The thing that keeps most teens from taking massive action to get into a particular college is that they have rules in their heads about how getting into college is supposed to be. They think there's supposed to be a pretty letter on parchment paper, or at least an email, that comes in the mail, and the music swells in the background, and all their friends get acceptance letters at the same time, and they all jump up and down in slow motion, and all is well with the world. And that thought keeps them in failure land. These thoughts of how things are supposed to be. Taking massive action means you keep going. It means you fail a lot and learn from that failure and use it to figure out that next step. There are tons of books about how to get rich or win or reach your goals, but there's no set system of how to do it. These books each tell the story of how one person or one company went on their particular path. And I think these are really valuable because we can get clues of things to try, but none of them tells the steps to success. There's no one set step to success. What these books are telling you about is the particular massive action that that person took to get where they wanted to go. That's what all the success stories have in common, massive action. In Michael Dell's book called Direct from Dell, he tells you about his path to start the company that creates Dell computers, and he started from a $1,000 startup. The book entitled Pour Your Heart Into It, can you guess what company that is? Story of how Starbucks became a great company through creating an experience and a home for people, and how they did it by treating their employees well. That's a very different path from Sam Walton's in Made in America, the book that takes you on the journey of the growth of Walmart. They've all had incredible success on many levels, But the common thread is that they all took massive action. And massive action doesn't mean it has to be hard. It just means you keep going. You don't get all stuck in your head about how you don't know how to do it, or that you're a failure, or that nothing ever goes your way. These aren't books about massive action that was easy, because that's not very interesting to read. You don't want to read how someone just decided to eat less and move more, and it wasn't very hard, but they lost 100 pounds. But I'll bet they still took massive action. But there are a lot of people who lost 100 pounds that way because they took massive action. They kept going until they got where they wanted to be. They kept walking more and moving more and incorporating healthy foods in their diet day after day until they lost that 100 pounds. They didn't exercise like crazy and then eat one brownie and give up. Massive action can look different on different people. Some people exercise like crazy to lose weight and do that week after week. Some people park at the far end of the parking lot, so they have to walk a few more steps, and they do it week after week after week. It's not how much you do or how hard you do it. It's about a focus and a drive to continue until you get there. Most people do not take massive action. Most people try for a goal, get stopped once or twice, and quit. They take it as a sign, or it seems too hard, or it's uncomfortable to not get it right the first time. Where did we come up with that? That we're supposed to all get things right on the first try? When surveyed, college freshmen said one of their top fears going into college was that everyone else had a college figured out, and they didn't. But everyone is going to college for the first time. Their friends are all in high school with them. They've never been before, and yet they think that everyone else has college figured out. I wish I could go in and erase that thought for them. It's impossible to be true, and it's not serving them. I help teens prove to themselves that everyone else doesn't have college all figured out. And they can even prove to themselves that there are advantages to not having everything figured out before they go to college. There are times when having options gives them flexibility and allows your mind to stay open to possibility. What our kids need an abundance of when they go to college is massive action. Well, they need it all the time. We all need massive action. When our kids go to college, they need to make new friends if the first ones don't work out. They need to find new study habits and new ways to balance a college workload and social life. They need to keep acting on it to learn all their new life skills, like doing laundry and taking the initiative to go to the doctor and, well, everything. They can learn about how to do these types of things on YouTube. I know that's going to be my son's go-to. And that's really handy. I mean, it's wonderful that he has step-by-step instructions in his pocket. But at some point, they have to actually do it in real life. Making the change from passive action to massive action is the tricky part. It's always hardest to go from nothing to something than from something to something more. So, how do you step up into massive action? How do you go from nothing to something? It's about commitment. Most people take some action and see how it's going. They try things once. Or a few times. The kind of action it takes to achieve your goals is action with commitment. One client I worked with started thinking about colleges. He talked about all the different colleges. He talked to his friends. He talked to his family. He talked to his teachers. His goal was to go to an engineering school. And he felt like he was taking so much action because he thought about it all the time. He talked about it all the time. It felt like he was doing all the time. That passive action, consuming information about different schools, can feel like taking a lot of action. So it really was a great start. It was great he did the research. But actually creating the plan and taking the steps of visiting and applying and figuring out how to pay for it, that wasn't getting done. And with our teens, part of the problem can be that the adults in their life are micromanaging them. A lot of teens have not learned the skill of taking initiative. I was talking to a woman I know who does coaching for large corporations who are trying to bridge the gap between the older generations of workers and the young generation of workers just graduating from college and going out into the workforce. She coaches both groups on how to communicate with each other so they don't seem like aliens to each other. This new crop of college graduates are so used to being told what to do and scolded if they aren't doing it exactly the way they're told that they're paralyzed. They don't take action without explicit instructions from their bosses. They've been trained that they will be reprimanded if they just try some things out as an experiment. They want and live for our approval. They can take passive action so we can see they're engaged, but they don't take creative action because we'll criticize them. So now is the time to make it safe for them to think for themselves while our teens are still at home. And it's the time for them to develop the resiliency to not shut down the first time someone criticizes them or the first time they feel like a failure. Now, I know this is hard to take as a parent because it means that things aren't as easy for us. It is way easier when our kids do things the way we want them to. I love it when my kids follow my instructions to a T, and in fact, I prefer it when they'd read my mind. But this is the time to help them move from that passive action into massive action. You can use massive action to reach any goal in your life. You can run into an obstacle and get angry or afraid and turn it inwards or become evasive. You also could do nothing, which is something. When you choose nothing, you're choosing inaction. Or you can choose to take massive action and try things a different way. Try things that you haven't even thought of before. You can use massive action to reinvent yourself, to evolve, to grow and become a new, improved version of yourself. When your children see you take massive action, then they know how to be successful. They can see how you stay committed and how you succeed. There are times to quit, but when you want to reach a goal, massive action is the ticket. A tip, if it feels like hiding, you're taking passive action. If it feels like commitment and freedom, you're on your way to an amazing life. That's it for now. Until next time, take care and be well.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.